Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 5, and we're reading verses 17 to 26.
One day, as he was teaching, Pharisees and teachers of the law, who had come from every village of Galilee and from Judea and Jerusalem, were sitting there. And the power of the Lord was present for him to heal the sick. Some men came carrying a paralytic on a mat and tried to take him into the house to lay him before Jesus. When they could not find a way to do this because of the crowd, they went up onto the roof and lowered him on his mat through the tiles into the middle of the crowd, right in front of Jesus. When Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." The Pharisees and the teachers of the law began thinking to themselves, "Who is this fellow who speaks blasphemy? Who could forgive sins but God alone?" Jesus knew what they were thinking and asked, "Why are you thinking these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up and walk?' But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. Everyone was amazed and gave praise to God. They were filled with awe and said, "We have seen remarkable things today."
Our focus is on verse 19, right in front of Jesus. There is no better place for us to be. These four friends knew that only too well, and so were willing to go to any lengths to get their sick friend into that place. Mary from Bethany also knew it and was willing to take the scolding of her sister Martha rather than miss out on what Jesus had to say. Whatever it takes to get to Jesus, it is worth it. Some, like Bartimaeus, had to shout. Some, like Zacchaeus, climbed trees. Others, like Nicodemus, came at night. But all ended up right in front of Jesus, and each one experienced the healing and wholeness he gives. Whenever we come, whatever we need, we'll always be welcomed by Jesus and find that he has something more that we can know, learn, or receive. So let's aim to make it a priority each day. Let's not be put off. Let's not be discouraged. Let's not stop until we are there, right in front of Jesus. A prayer. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Help me to wait, to listen, to be attentive to what you are saying and doing in my life and in my situation. And help me to be ready to bring other people to meet you. In your name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.